New York Times reports the agency is targeting about 2,000 people who have been under orders of deportation. Due to space constraints, some might be temporarily housed in hotels until they can be removed from the country.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland. The Air Force says it found no evidence to corroborate allegations of sexual misconduct against a top general up for the Joint Chiefs Vice Chairman post.
A senior military official tells the Associated Press Air Force General John Hyten subjected her to a series of unwanted sexual advances while she was one of his aides in 2017. Members of Congress have questions about the allegations and the military investigation earlier this year.
Fox's Carmen Roberts. And consumer prices ticking up 0.1% in June. This is Fox News.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the River region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We're going to be hearing the name Barry a lot over the next few days. A storm over the northern Gulf of Mexico that could reach hurricane status before reaching Louisiana over the upcoming weekend. And although it passes far south of us, we'll have the effects of some tropical moisture that will be enhancing our rain chances over the next two or three days. So for today, tomorrow, and Saturday, we'll lump it all together. Scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms will be around at times. Some locally tropical downpours. High temperatures down a bit to the low 90s. Lows at night in the mid-70s. And obviously not a good beach forecast through at least Saturday. Hey, our weather app will keep you on top of all this tropical weather action. Get it on your phone or tablet now. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Smart Skin Spa and Salon is the River Region's full-service med spa, day spa, and salon. Located in historic downtown Prattville. With over 500 square feet, Smart Skin offers over 100 services of all things beauty and relaxation. Find them online or on Facebook now.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. The Southern Poverty Law Center is threatening to sue over a panhandling ordinance passed last week by the Montgomery City Council. Montgomery Mayor Todd Strange says he will delay implementation for at least 60 days to address concerns about the legality of this ordinance. Police are investigating a shooting near Montgomery Taco Bell. This happened in the 900 block of West South Boulevard yesterday afternoon. Officers say they found a man shot with non-life-threatening injuries. Right now, no arrests have been made. And an Alabama corrections officer has been arrested on charges of accepting money to help smuggle items into a state prison. Corrections officials say that Willie Jean McLemore Jr. is charged with using his official position for financial gain. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Are you tired of waiting on that credit union or bank to call you back? I'll tell you why. Those credit unions and banks are busy doing things other than mortgages. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, where we do mortgages. That's all we do, so we do it better. We are brokers, not bankers. What does that mean? Simply put, it means more money in your pocket. We have exclusive access to the very best rates and programs offered. Let us shop for you. Come on, y'all. If you were having chest pains, you wouldn't call a foot doctor. You would call a heart specialist, right? You should treat your mortgage with the very same standard of care. Whether you're looking to purchase or refinance your home, don't waste another minute. Call the mortgage specialist at Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Call my team today at 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see the Alabama Home Mortgage difference. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Check them out at one of their two locations, the High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, Alabama, the Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, home of the $9 daily lunch special and award-winning pizzas.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
Welcome back in the News and Views, 8 minutes now after 9 o'clock. Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman here with you from 9 until your daily scheduled nooner. Dan Moore's show will come in at 9 o'clock. Noon o'clock, rather. 12 o'clock, noonish. We had a good night last night, Dave.
It seems like it's been, only like 12 hours since I've seen you in the standard 21.
Right, yeah. We had a nice little party last night.
We did.
Had a good little party. Went to Midtown Pizza Kitchen, which is fantastic.
God, that spread they laid out.
Wow, wasn't it amazing? People forget they have great appetizers.
Oh, I mean, I don't forget.
They go there for the spaghetti, or they go there for the lasagna, or they go there for the special, and they forget that they have incredible appetizers at Midtown Pizza Kitchen.
I really love that, I think it's the focaccia. But anyway, it comes with like the olive tapenade and the cheese and
the herb goat cheese.
Oh, man, and you can you can kind of make your own little piece of pizza there with you spread the cheese on it and the olive tapenade.
How about that red pepper dip?
Oh, man. Madon.
You know what it reminds me of?
What's that?
Kind of tastes, if there are people out there who are not big on cheese or don't want to eat all the calories of cheese, that red pepper dip tastes like pimento cheese.
Yeah, that's a good call. It does.
Yeah, you just.
Well, I mean, kind of the same principle.
Yeah. But it's really, really phenomenal. Midtown Pete's Kitchen had a great party for us last night.
Plus the service.
Service was
impeccable.
Amazing.
And you know what? Our listeners, y'all are awesome.
They're the best.
Thank you so much for,
coming out and supporting us.
Yeah, for coming out and supporting us. And, I had a lot of people that, they wanted to meet me because I'm kind of new.
Right.
And which was great.
Dave was a big draw.
Yeah, I had a lot of people that, just, hey, how's it going? We like you on the show. You're a good addition. And there was a bigger draw. The
Jack
name.
Campbell.
F. Jackson Campbell III.
Jack made it feel to Dave and Baron like the Jack Campbell Hour.
Well, I mean,
I'm okay with that.
Yeah,
There's no pride.
None taken.
In this. No pride in this business. No pride in this business. None taken. No, he as soon as he got there, it was like, oh, Jack's here, and I think I talked to my last fan.
Well, and he looked good.
Last listener. No, he looked amazing.
Yeah,
he looked amazing.
Jack looks very stout, very healthy.
Yeah, and he assured us he is working towards coming back on the radio, and we're going to try to facilitate that, make it as easy as possible.
That's right. So. We're looking forward to it. So, it was a fun night. Thanks for everybody that came out. If you missed it, well, you have to wait 5 years.
Yeah, we do it about every 18 months. We'll have some sort of a get-together. So we'll do it sometime in mid to late 2020. How about that? Mid to late 2020, maybe early 2021. We'll have it. Because this show will still be around.
Well, duh.
This show is an institution in Montgomery by now. I talked to a lot of people last night who said, I never really listened to talk radio much. And then, I'd flip on and hear what they were talking about. And if I didn't like it, the topic I would change.
Right.
They said, but we don't really care what topic you guys are talking about.
That's right.
And I said, well, that's because we're amazing.
Well.
And I can't help
that. We can talk about a lot of topics.
Yeah.
Cover a lot of ground on this program, Baron.
We do. There's a potential hurricane churning around in the Gulf of Mexico.
Yeesh.
Does not look like it's going to hit Alabama. It looks like it's going to hit just west of New Orleans and potentially sink the Crescent City over there. But again, we are going to get a lot of rain on the dirty side of that. So we'll see what happens. Is that the dirty side? The right side of it?
I don't know.
With all the rain comes in?
I don't know.
Clean side, dirty side?
We'll get a lot of rain on the east side of it when it hits, but it doesn't look like it's going to hit Alabama beaches.
Right.
But we're going to get wet, and that's good. We need the wet.
But New Orleans might get...
You know how much I paid to water my grass last month?
Jacked again.
Yeah, New Orleans is going to get crushed. You know what I paid to water my grass last month?
No, a lot of money?
It was over $250.
Jeez.
Just to keep the grass green.
Yeah, that's when you rip it out and get... Do we have an AstroTurf supplier as our
if
an advertiser?
We could find some. I could get Trey over at Chase Interiors to just drywall my front yard.
I mean, I'd be down to replace my entire lawn with AstroTurf. Wouldn't bother me.
There are some places in Los Angeles, actually. Mm-hmm. They were doing that. They were paying people to tear out their yards and put in AstroTurf or rocks.
Mm-hmm.
They would give you money.
Mm-hmm.
You know what it's done?
Dried the joint up?
No. It's made smog worse in Los Angeles.
Well, it has something to do with, like, they're not sucking enough.
Yeah.
The plants aren't, there's not enough plants to suck stuff out of the air, basically.
Because it's a desert.
Yep.
And so that's why there's so much smog in Los Angeles. People say, why is there so much smog in Los Angeles? Why is there not smog in Boston? Mm-hmm. Or, because there are trees in Boston. Los Angeles is a desert.
Mm-hmm.
And what would prevent the smog is everybody planting grass and trees and then watering them. But you can't plant grass and trees and water them in Los Angeles because they don't have any water either.
Well, they have all that water they stole from Colorado.
Well, and that's the thing is, if you were going to put a city somewhere in America and say we're going to have 6 to 10 million people in the metro area, that's probably the last place you would want to put it.
And by 6 to 10, you mean 20.
Is that how many are there?
There are more people in L.A. County than in, like, half the states.
Is it really?
Yeah.
It's like put together?
Yeah. Well, no, not put together, but individually.
Oh, individual.
I mean, there's not a single state in the South that has as many people as L.A. County.
Texas.
If you take that 20 million, yeah, well, but I mean.
And Florida's close.
Well, yeah, okay, you're right. But I mean, look, I'm not going to say that those places aren't the South anymore, but.
Yeah.
You know?
Florida's,
Well, go south of Gainesville. And
I'll tell you what, the panhandle of Florida is more redneck and white trash than Alabama ever dreamed of being. The Tri-County area in South Florida, and Monroe County, if you add it to it, Palm Beach, Dade, Broward, and Monroe, that is...
It's Long Island, nicer beaches.
Yeah, it's New York with beaches and warm weather. But everything between kind of the Tri-County area and the panhandle is sort of the Midwest.
Mm-hmm.
Feels like Indiana, Ohio, Iowa. You know, it's like you need to grow a mustache to live there. You gotta
grow a mustache.
You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Like, you gotta have worked at GM at one point
right.
in your life.
You have to have your union card.
Yeah.
You know, and a terrible mustache.
You gotta, like, pull a sausage a lot.
Yeah. Sausages.
And so that's Florida in a nutshell. You got New York at the bottom. You got Ohio to Illinois to Wisconsin in the middle. And then in the Northwest, you have... Worse than Alabama and Mississippi multiplied together in exponentials of each other.
And then in the Northeast, it's just South Georgia.
Yeah, it is.
I mean,
yeah.
Jacksonville, the largest city in South Georgia.
Jacksonville's a Georgia city.
Yeah.
Georgia feeling. It's like Huntsville's a Nashville feeling city or a Tennessee feeling city.
Tennessee feeling, for sure.
Yeah. I can't figure out what I want to play. It's a decent song. I haven't played this in a couple
years. It's a great song.
Couldn't figure out what I wanted to play.
Well, you know.
One of those days.
Well, Baron, when you play the best bumper music in the history of man...
I got more comments on the bumper music last night than any content we've ever put out, which I'm torn about.
I have feelings, okay?
We'll be back.
Chewing on a piece of grass, walking down the road. Tell me how long you gonna stay here, Joe. Some people say this town don't look good in snow. You don't care.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Who's there?
It's Bill, the electrician, here to make your home burglar-proof.
Oh, thank goodness. I thought
thought maybe you were an intruder.
No, ma'am. I'm a burglar's worst nightmare.
If your house doesn't have sufficient outdoor lighting, it's a prime target for intruders. That's why you should call Crosby Electric today.
How's it going, Bill?
Just fine, ma'am. See, when your intruder trips this wire, it grabs him by the foot and hangs him upside down.
Really?
The experts at Crosby Electric will install lighting that not only discourages intruders, but also makes it safer for you and your guests to navigate around steps, pools, and other tripping hazards.
Bill, is that contraption safe?
Oh, sure. It's disarmed now, but...
Bill!
Like I said, I'm a burglar's worst nightmare.
I see.
You mind cutting me down, ma'am?
Avoid your worst nightmare. Call the outdoor lighting experts at Crosby Electric or visit CrosbyElectric.com.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Riley Manning at Riley Manning Painting. When you've been the gold standard in the painting contracting business for 49 years like Riley Manning Painting, you learn a thing or two about customer satisfaction and getting the job right. That's why he offers the Riley Manning Painting Guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Every Riley Manning job comes with that A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and trained professional painters. Give Riley Manning a call today, 799-1284, 799-1284, or check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com.
Hey, this is Lyle from Margaret's Exquisite Jewelry, and I do my radio advertising on Blue Water. I'll tell you what, I use most of the stations, and I've been using it for so long, it's hard to tell with the money you spend on advertising if it does any good. When they come in and say, I heard you on the radio, I know it's Blue Water, and I love Blue Water.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Liberty Mutual Insurance presents
and Doug. Is that your pet, Emu?
He's my partner, Limu. And we're here to tell you that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance, so you only pay for what you need.
So is he only an emu because it rhymes with Limu, as in Liberty Mutual?
Well, I wouldn't consider.
So this is just a clever way to get people to remember Liberty Mutual, huh?
Kinda.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer. State laws apply.
The Home Depot has new lower prices on TrafficMaster laminate flooring from just 49 cents a square foot. Beautiful wood look floors that'll stand the test of time and teenagers and their friends. With TrafficMaster, you'll rest easy knowing your floors can take whatever life dishes out. Even easier, knowing nobody beats our prices, guaranteed. Today is the day for doing the TrafficMaster laminate flooring from just 49 cents a square foot. Available exclusively at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only, see warranty for details.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Check them out at one of their two locations, the High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, Alabama, the Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, home of the $9 daily lunch special and award-winning pizzas.
All right, guys, welcome back in. My friends over at Cornerstone Managing General Agency want nothing more than to save you a little money on your employee benefits packages. And you can do that by picking up the phone and calling them and say, come meet with me. Come explain what I'm doing wrong. Actually, you're not doing anything wrong. You did the same thing everybody else did. Cornerstone just wasn't founded yet when you got your employee benefits packages. Now they are on the scene. You can show up and have them, work out a plan for you, really, more than anything. 356-1502. 356-1502, Cornerstone Managing General Agency. On the web, incidentally, cornerstonemga.com. So you can stop by their virtual location, kick the tires, and see what they have to offer. Cornerstonemga.com, 356-1502. It's just benefits, people. That's what they do. They're an employee benefits company, so they will get you squared away on employee benefits. Good people. Good people. And you're probably going to save some money. Like 80, 90% of people save money when they call them. One of the greatest op-eds I've ever read. Apparently, liberals are boycotting Home Depot.
Oh, yeah, because Bernie Marcus, like, went in on Trump.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's a Trump fan.
He's 90 years old.
Yeah.
He hasn't had anything to do with Home Depot in 20 years. Since 2002 when he retired. He's had no management, no board responsibility, no oversight. All he does is live off the billions he made. Mm. And this is the state of America. People can come in and say one thing about Trump and their life is over.
I know they know it. This might be shocking to some people, but the guy who founded a fix-your-own-house and contractor supply company that went from, like, one thing in Atlanta to taking over the whole world. I know you're shocked. Big businessman, Republican.
Yeah, no, stunning.
I couldn't believe it myself, Barron. I thought that he'd have been like, you know what? We're going to, by 2022, half of the Home Depot workers are going to be trannies. By executive fiat.
Well, it's not just that. I mean, it's...
And frankly, I doubt that he cares about that. That's what I'm saying is right. That, like, this is just like you're exactly right, that you pop your head up and you say one nice thing,
and it's
and they just lop
they
it
try
off.
To destroy you.
Cancel culture.
And you wonder why Hollywood and the radio enterprise and music and everything is 100% anti-Trump, because this is the treatment you get. Here's what he wrote to his critics on Wednesday, yesterday. He said, I woke up this morning thinking it was going to be another great day. This is Bernie Marcus, co-founder of Home Depot, attacked and savaged by liberals because he dared poke up his head and say, you know, that Donald Trump, he's done some good things for America. I woke up this morning thinking it was going to be another great day. I've been celebrating with friends, family, and community since I've turned 90. I told you about the gracious gift of $117 million that was collected and given in my honor to four charities that mean a lot to me. All that happiness blew up. Because I said in a newspaper interview that I have supported and will continue to support Donald Trump. Boom. Negative stories, vicious threats, without cause to boycott the company that has enabled my foundation to give billions to support autism, medical research, education, heart, and neurological issues like stroke, and to help our veterans. The company that I retired from in 2002 and have not had a business relationship with in almost 20 years, a company that has employed more than 500,000 people. The people who work there are affiliated with both political parties or no party at all. They're of all religions and all colors and all backgrounds. Why would people want to hurt them? All because I give my voice and some of my money to the president? Am I in China, Argentina, Russia? That's what it feels like to me. It saddens me that our countries come to this, where I, as a private citizen, cannot express my feelings. It angers me and it saddens me, but it sure as hell is not going to stop me. If you thought it would, you've got the wrong guy. In the next 10 years, God willing, I will accomplish more to save this world than my critics will do, even if they had 40 lifetimes.
Hey now.
Holy mackerel. I wish more people would fight back like this. I think all this madness is having an effect in the country.
Of course it is.
Have you seen the polls in the Democratic primary?
Yeah.
They have collapsed. They've absolutely collapsed. Everybody's going down. Nobody's going up.
Because you can't get woke enough for the electorate.
You're right.
You can't get...
Not for the Democrat primary electorate.
Right,
they're nuts.
Saying. Yeah.
Like 3 weeks ago, Joe Biden was at 40%. He is now at 22%. All because 40 years ago he said some nice things about segregationists. Bernie Sanders has dropped to almost single digits. He's at 11% nationwide.
Well, once they get a close-up look and they see all the cat hair.
You think that's it?
You can't have that in the White House.
You think that's it? Elizabeth Warren is at 17%. She's been in the mid-teens the whole time. Kamala Harris at 14%. She's been in the mid-teens. Pete Buttigieg. You remember when this guy was a thing?
Mm-hmm.
You remember Buttigieg was a thing?
And like last week he announced he raised more money than like Kamala and Bernie. He raised like 25 M's.
5%.
Gosh.
I think people finally realize he's a 37-year-old mayor from South Bend, Indiana. Smaller than Montgomery.
Right.
South Bend's a nice place.
And he might have a little bit of a problem with the cops and the African-Americans.
Well, you know, if your cops shoot black people, that's not a good look in the Democrat. It's not a good look in either primary, but it's especially a bad look in the Democrat primary. Pete Buttigieg has gone bust. He has absolutely gone bust. I love watching Democrat primaries. I got robbed last time. So did you. We all got robbed. We haven't had a good Democrat primary since 2008.
I know.
It has been 12 years since we've had a good Democratic primary. And it's really been 16 years, because in 2008 it was guaranteed to be Hillary Clinton's, and then Barack Obama caught fire, but there was only two real actors in that whole thing. There wasn't really a third or fourth or fifth option. Here you have 227,000 people running for the Democratic nomination. And they are completely cannibalizing each other. Joe Biden thought he was just going to be able to put on aviators and make people forget he was 79.
Yeah.
79. Elizabeth Warren thought she's going to make people forget she lied and claimed to be an Indian in order to get hired at Harvard. Speaking of Elizabeth Warren, Donald Trump was on a roll this morning.
Oh, yeah?
Donald Trump's Twitter feed was on fire this morning. I hope everybody woke up early to watch it. It was the best fireworks I've seen in quite some time. He went after, well, he talked about a very important social media summit they're hosting at the White House today.
Right.
I know a lot of people that got invited to that.
Yeah, me too.
And most of them chose to go, and it was it's a big deal. A lot of people are going to be there.
Is, yeah.
Huge. Huge, huge, huge. But here's what he said. Donald Trump said, the White House will be hosting a very big and very important social media summit today. Would I have become president without social media? Now, obviously, he's stopping here and making people go, no, you wouldn't. He said, yes, probably.
Of course, right. Because he'd have found another way to get his message out.
At its conclusion, we will all go to the beautiful Rose Garden for a news conference on the census and citizenship. A big subject of the White House Media Summit will be the tremendous dishonesty, bias, and discrimination and suppression practiced by certain companies. We will not let them get away with it much longer. The fake news media will also be there, but for a limited period. This is wonderful. The fake news is not as important or as powerful as social media. They've lost tremendous credibility since that day in November 2016 that I came down the escalator with the person who was to become your first lady. When I ultimately leave office in 6 years, or maybe 10 or 14.
I love it. He puts it super trolling.
He puts it parentheses, just kidding. They will quickly go out of business for lack of credibility or approval from the public. That's why they'll all be endorsing me at some point, one way or the other. Could you imagine having Sleepy Joe Biden or Alfred E. Newman or a very nervous and skinny version of Pocahontas? And then in parentheses, he put 1,000 over 24th.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
As your president than what you have now, so great looking and smart, a true stable genius. Sorry to say that even social media would be driven out of business, along with, and finally, the fake news media. Guys, I've got a new phrase I have to add to the role of how I talk about the president. The God Emperor of the United States, the doctor, right. The cowboy, the very stable genius. Now I have to add so great looking and smart, the president of the United States, Donald J. Trump. So great looking and smart. I need to remember that.
So great looking and smart. I didn't realize 1,000 over 24 was a reference to the Warren thing.
Yeah, 1,024th.
Yeah.
But he messed it up on purpose so that they would talk about it.
Of course.
That's funny. When he wants people to talk about something, he screws it up. And they're like, oh, look, he's an idiot.
He's the dumbest person alive.
And then people go, now, what's that mean, 1,000 over 24? What was he trying to say? Oh, she's only one 1,024th Indian? I didn't know that. And she may not even be one. She was like 50-50 chance that she's one 1,024th. You know what the 50-50 is? She either is or she ain't.
Right.
Oh, by the way, there are two types of people in this world. I'm a black and white guy. There are two types of people in this world. Those who go to a company copier when it's out of paper and put an entire ream of paper in it like it's designed.
Mm-hmm.
And then friggin' monsters. Those are the only two types. If you put less than the full ream in there, I hate your guts and you should die.
Why would you do that unless you don't have a full ream?
No! Someone at this company keeps putting half a ream in and then putting half a ream on the bookshelf next to the copier. You know what that does? It gets dust all over the paper,
mm-hmm.
And then when you put it in, it causes a paper jam. Those copiers are designed to run completely to zero and then fit 500-page ream or 200-page ream, whatever it is, a whole ream of paper in there. That's the way the copiers are designed. Lord have mercy. I already played an America song. Yeah, whatever. It's a good song.
Yeah.
I'm playing two America songs. You know why?
Because you can?
I can. It's part of playing the greatest bump of music of all time. 31 minutes after 9 o'clock, Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman here with you from 9 to noon. We'll be back.
Well, I tried to make it Sunday, but I got so damn depressed that I set my sights on Monday, and I got myself undressed.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Nudell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I'm Jared with Tire City and Automotive Service. We are offering a buy three tires, get the fourth free. That's right, buy three tires, get the fourth one free. Get unbelievable savings on over 700 tires we have in stock while supplies last. Visit TireCityAL.com.
Hi, folks. Rusty here, and everybody knows that the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest is on every weekday evening at 7 right here on News Talk 93.1. The show can also be heard Saturday mornings at 8:30 and Sunday afternoons at 1. We're also on television. The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest is on ABC 32 Saturday evenings at 5 right before the national news. David is very excited. You'll be excited too because David's right there in living color telling you some good news about your money. If you're the kind of person who likes to plan ahead, you should call David Ernest today at 334-279-7431. Let David show you how to put your money to work so when retirement rolls around, you don't have to worry. Don't miss the Health and Wealth Show Saturday evenings at 5 on ABC 32. Oh, he's still excited.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Check them out at one of their two locations, the High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, Alabama, the Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, home of the $9 daily lunch special and award-winning pizzas.
Rich Thomas Weather!
A storm named Barry will be making headlines over the next few days over the northern Gulf, passing south of us, but eventually becoming a hurricane. Some of that tropical moisture will enhance our rain chances the next two or three days in what I'm calling a tropical squeeze play. So for today, tomorrow, and Saturday, scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms around, at times, locally tropical downpours, high temperatures scaling back a bit to the low 90s, lows at night in the mid-70s, and needless to say, the beach forecast is not looking good for at least the next 3 to 4 days. You can stay on top of all the weather action with our weather app. Get it on your phone or tablet now. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Check out ASC Credit Union's free Kasasa Cashback checking account. With cashback, you can earn 3% cashback on all purchases. Qualifications and rules apply. See an ASC rep for more details. Federally insured by NCUA. Online at yourasecu.com. ASC Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
Dave Mowry do his search skills are incredible. Well, you gave me the hint.
Well, I said that on this album it was either song number 5 or number 9 on the CD. Because the best songs on this album are 3, 5, and 9. No More Tears, Road to Nowhere, and Mom, I'm Coming Home.
Mm-hmm.
And I had like 9 seconds left to get a song pulled up. And he was like, and he nailed it. Nailed it with like 3 seconds to spare. That's teamwork, Dave.
That's right.
Teamwork makes the dream work. Cole Plumbing makes the hot water heater work, and that's what I'm talking about. If you have any kind of plumbing issue, Cole Plumbing is the place to call. But some of you may not know you have a plumbing issue because you have a water bomb sitting up in your attic. You have 180 degree or hotter scalding water hovered perilously over your head like the sword of Damocles, waiting to come down at a moment's notice and cause chaos in your house. You don't have to have that. You don't have to have that. You can call Cole Plumbing, and they can give you a tankless water heater, which means you don't have
water that you're heating all day long, every day, even when you're out of town, even when you're at work, even when you're asleep. No, that water only heats when you need it. It heats on demand. It's a tankless water heater, and it never runs dry. It never runs out of hot water. Give Cole Plumbing a call if you want to ask about it, 279-8919. They have proprietary pipelining technology, the number one and the number two business. They've been around more than 40 years. They want to make plumbing great again right here in the River Region. And when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, 279-8919, or check them out online, coleplumbing.com. I am confident they will ban Trump from Twitter before the election. I am confident they will ban him from Twitter. Because in addition to that epic Twitter rant against the social media and fake news, he claimed today that he's going to win the state of Minnesota in the 2020 election.
He came close in a...
He only lost by like two or three.
Yeah, I know. And, I mean, and, yeah.
He said, the Pledge of Allegiance to our great country in St. Louis Park, Minnesota is under siege. That's why I'm going to win this great state of Minnesota in the 2020 election. People are sick and tired of this stupidity and disloyalty to our wonderful USA.
I don't blame him.
I think he's true. I think that's accurate.
I don't blame him.
He also said nearly a million more blacks, 2 million more Hispanics are employed than when Barack Obama left office. Minorities account for more than half of all new jobs created under the Trump presidency. Unemployment among black women has hovered near 5%.
Barron.
He's racist.
Yeah, for the last 6 months, the lowest since 1972. You know who came out hard for Trump?
Who's that?
Robert Johnson.
Yeah?
CEO of BET.
The BET guy?
Yeah, he released a statement and said, I give the president a lot of credit for moving the economy in a positive direction that's benefiting a large number of Americans. The tax cut clearly helped stimulate the economy. Overall, if you look at the U.S. economy, you look at the number of people who are no longer looking for jobs but who are now seeing the opportunity of job growth, you got to give the president an A-plus for that. That's a statement by Robert Johnson, the founder of Black Entertainment Television, a black icon in this country, and who recognizes, partisanship aside, Donald Trump's done great things for this country. If the media was even remotely on the sidelines, remotely just objectively creating reporting news and not trying to destroy Donald Trump, an idiot in all times, his approval rating would probably be near 60, 65%. No president has had this kind of success this fast. No president has had this much success this fast. This economy, you realize the world's economy is slumping towards a recession or a depression?
Mm-hmm.
You realize China is falling off a cliff? Europe can't get anything moving in the right direction? Africa is stalling?
Mm-hmm.
And the United States is set an all-time high yesterday in the S&P 500? More people working now than ever before? You realize if the media just stopped the total nonsensical 24-hour-a-day, 7-day-a-week Trump bashing, how high his approval ratings would go, which is why they do it. It's why they do it. You have to do it. They have no choice if they want to get rid of him. They have to be relentless all day, every day, nonstop. Oh, there's a cute white girl on TV. Is she missing? I promise she probably is. Is that what she was? There's a blonde white girl with, you know, big red lipstick and really, really attractive. She's got to be missing.
Got to be.
There's no way she's not missing. As one of our callers said, maybe her shorts were too short. From crotch to inseam.
Right. Well, I mean, that's where you measure it.
Who was?
I forgot.
That was a great call.
It's hilarious.
A guy named Greg, I think.
That was hilarious.
Is it Greg?
I don't remember.
All right, I got some Epstein news. A little too early to get on child stuff, I think. Saudi Arabia lifts travel restrictions on women. This is going to go largely unreported in the mainstream media, but it's massive. You know, Saudi Arabia is gradually liberalizing. You know why?
What's that?
Mohammed bin Salman.
Ah.
The crown prince of Saudi Arabia, Mohammed bin Salman, who was the subject of an assassination attempt that turned into a cover-up, which led to the slaughter of like 500 people in a shooting in Las Vegas in October a couple years ago.
Mm-hmm.
You know that's what that was, right? A cover-up for the assassination attempt of Mohammed bin Salman.
Good thing, you know, it's nice to just shoot, you know,
random revelers.
Yeah.
Saudi Arabia will drop restrictions barring women from traveling out of the country without a male guardian's permission. This is why they wanted to get rid of Mohammed bin Salman. Well, lots of reasons. One reason is the cooperation between Saudi Arabia and the United States is enabling the United States to clean out the deep state.
Mm-hmm.
If Saudi Arabia hadn't stepped up and cooperated with us,
mm-hmm.
we wouldn't be able to do what we're doing now as far as cleaning up the deep state, arresting people like Jeff Epstein.
Truth.
Pursuing justice in the failed Russian investigation. Because you can't do all of your intelligence from the United States. Some of it has to be done from outside the United States. And in the past, we used what's called the Five Eyes Network. Australia, New Zealand, United States, Canada, and the United Kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
We can't use them anymore. They're compromised. Can't use them anymore. So we have to use other people. So what we established was an intelligence cooperation network with Saudi Arabia and Israel. And it has replaced, it is the new best alliance. No longer is the United Kingdom our best partner. They're now like seventh. Saudi Arabia and Israel, believe it or not, are. Which is why they're trying to get rid of Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman.
Mm-hmm.
Saudi Arabia, and I've talked about this before on the air, but Saudi Arabia financed globalism for like 30 or 40 years. You have a country that by and large has nothing. Saudi Arabia is a desert. They mm-hmm. do have a lot of Texas tea under the sand.
Yeah, black gold.
Yeah, and it generates a lot of revenue. But when we talk about the richest people on earth, a lot of people say Jeff Bezos has $100 billion. He's the richest man on earth. Wrong. The king of Saudi Arabia owns all that oil under the ground, and it's worth trillions. It's worth way more than $100 billion.
Mm-hmm.
And the globalists have used Saudi Arabia to finance a lot of their operations for a long time. Their paramilitary wing of globalism is called Islamic terrorism. And they convinced Saudi Arabia to finance Islamic terrorism around the world because it allowed for the advance of globalism. Very, very, very. That doesn't make any sense. Yeah, it does. You want to put American troops somewhere, you can't say, we're putting American troops somewhere to open up a new market to sell Nikes. You can't say that.
Right.
Because no one would say, yeah, I think it's a good use of American taxpayer and blood, is to open up a new market to sell Nikes. That sounds good. Sounds like a fair trade. What are a couple of 19-year-old kids anyway? Oh, a couple thousand, you say? Hey, that's fine. They're Nikes, right? We're not talking about New Balance. You can't say that. But you can say we're putting troops over there to stop Islamic terrorism. You can say we're opening up bases in other countries to stop Islamic terrorism. So they would get the Saudis to finance Islamic terrorism. They would trade the Saudis access to markets and let them be the kings and control the oil prices and keep them wherever they wanted. Low when they needed to. Yeah, see, missing Kentucky mother. I told you. Anytime you see grainy photos of a hot white woman, she's missing.
The mufti knows.
I promise you. That's amazing. Absolutely amazing. I know things.
He knows.
But that's what they used the Saudis for 30 or 40 years. That's where Islamic terrorism came from. And they need, and this goes back to Brzezinski. This was his plan, is to keep the Balkans at each other's throats, keep the Middle East at each other's throats, keep Iraq and Iran at each other's throats, keep Saudi Arabia and Iran at each other's throats. Because then all the attention's there, we have an excuse to build up massive militaries. Go, oh, we got to keep peace in the Middle East. And that's what's been going on for 30 or 40 years. Donald Trump came in and said, well, why don't we just stop Islamic terrorism altogether and then use our largesse and our treasury to make America great again instead of use it to fight senseless wars and kill random brown people? Why don't we build up our airports and our roads and our bridges? Why don't we build up our schools and our universities and our hospitals instead of spending money, you know, millions of dollars on each bomb or missile that are shooting random people on the other side of the world?
Mm-hmm.
Why don't we keep our military home where they're not in harm's way over some senseless fake war?
Right.
Like what's going on in Syria. And that's where Saudi Arabia came in. That's why as soon as Donald Trump got elected, the very first trip he took outside the United States was to Riyadh, Saudi Arabia.
To touch the orb.
He touched the orb. That was the foundation of the New World Order, people. Not the New World Order that George W. Bush and George H.W. Bush and Bill Clinton and Barack Obama wanted. This is a new order based on safety and security and peace. Not fake wars around the world and as a justification to spend military money and to put troops in various places around the world. That's why it was there. So that's why this story is going to be completely ignored. Because Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman is a moderate. He is a normal thinking guy.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why you're not going to see the New York Times and ABC and NBC and the Washington Post and MSNBC praising Saudi Arabia here. This is why they focus so much on that one stupid guy that they kept calling a journalist, who was not a journalist at all. He was trying to lead a coup inside of Saudi Arabia against Mohammed bin Salman. And he was murdered in Turkey. Big deal. One bad journalist gone. Who is Seth Rich, right?
Right.
But that's why you're not going to see anything about it. But this is evidence that Trump is working his magic around the world. They're not doing this. If Trump doesn't win the presidency of the United States, women are not allowed to travel outside the country without a male guardian's permission in Saudi Arabia. I'm just telling you, that's the way it is. That's the way it is. The plan would end guardianship laws relating to travel for men and women over 18 years old. As it stands, women of any age and men under 21 must have a guardian's permission to travel internationally. Soon, that won't be the case. Saudi Arabia is moving in the right direction. Moving in the right direction. You remember he lifted bans on women driving and women attending theaters.
Right.
He's doing the right things over there. He's trying to modernize what the globalists have spent 40 or 50 years making into a hellhole over there. So, good for them. Good for them. I'm a fan. I like Mohammed bin Salman.
Mm-hmm.
My kind of guy. My
MBS.
Kind of leader. Yeah. The Trump of Saudi Arabia. Can't wait till he's king, not just crown prince. 49 after. We'll be back.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Caravina Village welcomes you to a cruise that never ends. Independent senior living with semi-private suites starting at $8.99 per month based on double occupancy. Private suites from $15.49. Learn more at caravinavillage.com.
Could you use $1 million? Then come play Make Me a Millionaire at Wind Creek Wetumpka. It's our biggest giveaway ever. You can start qualifying now. And you'll have lots of ways to gain entries into the grand prize drawing on Sunday, July 28th, including daily point earning, weekly free play drawings, and a last chance qualifier. You can even earn entries by playing online at windcreekcasino.com. So come play Make Me a Millionaire at Wind Creek Wetumpka and find your winning moment.
Caravita Village is leading the way in senior living and invites you to see for yourself how you can cruise into retirement. Happy birthday to you. Enjoy your birthday month rent-free for the first year. Learn more and schedule a tour at caravitavillage.com today.
Liberty Mutual Insurance presents
and Doug.
Is that your pet, Emu?
He's my partner, Limu. And we're here to tell you that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need.
So is he only an emu because it rhymes with Limu, as in Liberty Mutual?
Well, I wouldn't
consider. So this is just a clever way to get people to remember Liberty Mutual, huh?
Kinda.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer. State laws apply.
The Home Depot has new lower prices on TrafficMaster laminate flooring from just 49 cents a square foot. Beautiful wood-look floors that'll stand the test of time. And teenagers and their friends. With TrafficMaster, you'll rest easy knowing your floors can take whatever life dishes out. Even easier, knowing nobody beats our prices, guaranteed. Today is the day for doing TrafficMaster laminate flooring from just 49 cents a square foot. Available exclusively at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only, see warranty for details.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Check them out at one of their two locations, the High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, Alabama, the Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, home of the $9 daily lunch special and award-winning pizzas.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I mean, anything. How do people even know what this woman is?
Oh, who knows? Isn't it like a gamer thing?
There's this world... What's her name? Belle Delphine?
Yeah, I have no idea.
She sold her bathwater to a bunch of her fans for $30 a piece. And apparently, it didn't end well for some people. I don't know. I don't know if whether that's part's true or not, but we don't kink shame on News and Views. No kink shaming zone, but I don't drink bathwater.
Yeah, that's a little weird.
I'm not buying your bathwater. That's where I draw lines, people. I draw lines. You do you. I draw lines. 7 minutes till the top of the hour. New Look Decorating. On the Atlanta Highway, right where Bell Road dead ends into the Atlanta Highway, New Look Decorating. Brian Carr and Brett Lanham over there, two of the most talented people in the painting industry. They're not going to come paint your house, but they sure will sell you the house to paint it. But, Baron, I don't want to paint my own house. I use Riley Manning. I use a painting contractor. Good. Tell them to use Benjamin Moore paints. Tell them to use those high-quality Benjamin Moore paints, and they'll go over there and they'll buy the paints from Benjamin Moore, New Look Decorating on the Atlanta Highway. And they'll come over to your house and put it up on the walls. You know, painting contractors listening, and I know a lot of you listen. Because you're in your car all day. Uh-huh. You're on the job all day. Of course, you got a little radio with you. It's got little paint specks all over it. Some yellow from that kid's bedroom you did. Some beige from the new construction home. You know, you got that. You know the little radio I'm talking about. They all have them. Some blue because, you know, little Junior was a boy. That radio's on 93.1 that doesn't even have a knob. You can't change it if you wanted to. Just stuck there all day long. You guys can use your own entrance at New Look Decorating. You walk into New Look Decorating and get your own entrance. On Atlanta Highway, just head over there when you get a chance. New Look Decorating, home of those high-quality Benjamin Moore paints. Our number 272-9228 if you want to get in. Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman here with you. Who's this?
Baron, it's David.
Hey, David. How are you, friend?
Hey, that... blind is probably Savannah Spurlock, that mom of four that went missing in Kentucky back in December.
Yes, that's her name.
That is just a weird happening there.
Yeah, but you know why you know about it, right?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Because she's hot.
Yeah.
Honest to God, if she weighed 2 1/4 and, you know, was Hispanic, would you know who she is?
No.
Okay, of course not.
Do you know the circumstances behind her disappearance?
No, what's
no.
Going on?
Uh-uh.
She was a mom of four, had just given birth 2 weeks previous to twins, and went out bar hopping.
Oh, I know this case.
Yeah, and left a bar with three guys she didn't even know.
Yes, right. I do remember. We covered it on air.
Yeah, that is just
and I took heat. You know, I get complaints on this program for things I say. Someone sent a letter or an email or something. I had to look at it when I did that story saying you were promoting this woman and saying it's her fault. And I wrote the lady. I said, yeah, I was. You know what? When you go bar hopping at 2 or 3 in the morning and leave with randos and don't show back up somewhere, it is your fault. Don't leave with randos at 2 or 3 in the morning.
Bad case of judgment.
Yeah.
it's just crazy, but especially 2 weeks after giving birth to twins.
Yeah, that's so, kind of... What was she doing with those three randos?
I
was supposed to do that for 6 weeks.
Yeah, that's just bizarre. I mean, so...
And honestly, what kind of savage dudes did she think she was going home with that wanted to go out with her 2 weeks after having twins?
Yeah. So,
yeesh.
Well, if you've seen the arrest of the guy, you would understand.
Why? Oh, is he a classy character?
Oh, he's a real winner. Yeah, no doubt about it. Wow. So, anyway, have a good one, guys.
Bye, buddy. Yeah, I remember covering that case.
You think that the people she left with were like those folks in Kentucky that were found with the bottle of bourbon and the rattlesnake and the uranium? Is that the kind of classy folks she was dealing with?
You sent a story this morning.
I mean, what a headline, right?
This is the headline in, was it KFOR? I'm trying to let it resolve here on my phone. KFOR, yeah, KFOR TV. Two people arrested after a traffic stop of a stolen car revealed the two had a rattlesnake, radioactive uranium, and an open bottle of Kentucky Deluxe.
Is there non-radioactive uranium?
I don't know.
So, like, I mean, did it have to be like, I mean, is it like, you know, in Iran where they're enriching it or whatever? You know, like, is it enriched uranium?
Kentucky Deluxe is a blended whiskey that you buy by the half gallon for under $20.
Yeah, it's like plastic bottle. You know, it's rubbing alcohol with dip spit in it, you know, essentially.
and a little bit of color.
Right. Well, it's the dip spit's for the color.
Oh, the dip spit's for the color.
Yeah, or like, you know, or a couple Skull Bandits, you know, like dropped in the bottom.
Like you used to put Jolly Ranchers in Zima.
Right. Just, And a rattlesnake and some uranium. I mean, that's a good party, Baron.
I wrote back when you sent me that story. I wrote back and said, I don't know a reason you would have any of the three of those items in your car.
I just thought
radioactive uranium, rattlesnake, or cheap Kentucky Deluxe.
I thought it sounded like a pretty good party, you know?
Party, get ready. Somebody had to start the party.
Yeah. I wish they'd have come to the listener thing last night, you know? Hey, guys, how are you? You having fun tonight?
You want to go to my car? Get some uranium and a rattlesnake.
Well, you know.
That's what she said. Who's this? Hello? 3, 2, 1. Ah, oh, I hate that happened. All right. Jenkins Tire and Auto. That's where I was this morning, Dave Myron.
I know.
That's why I was late getting in this morning. I was at Jenkins Tire and Auto because I failed to plan. And when you plan to fail to plan, you plan to fail.
It's true.
I knew I was going to go today to Jenkins Tire and Auto, but instead of leaving early so I could get my car there and get to work, I left at the normal time, got my car there, and then realized I was going to be late. But it wasn't their fault. In fact, they drove me to work, and they got me here as fast as they possibly could get me here, and it was amazing. And I really, really appreciate it because they're serious over at Jenkins Tire and Auto. If you drop your car off in the morning, they'll get you to work. They'll get you to work. Corner of Perry and Jefferson. All I had to do was say, head to Carmichael Road, my good man. And Smitty was off. Driving me to Carmichael Road. Great great guy. Great team over there at Jenkins Tire and Auto. Getting the tires rotated and balanced, getting an oil change, and getting the steering looked at, believe it or not. Steering's a little loose in the van.
Uh-oh.
See if they can tighten that back up.
Careful there.
Yeah. My family's in there. I'm going to let them have a loose steering. Jenkins Tire and Auto, though, Mike Jenkins has been doing this a long time. So have his technicians. A lot of them have been working with him. Smitty's been with him 35 years. We talked about that on the way over here. 35 years. That's an amazing record together. Jenkins Tire and Auto, corner of Jefferson and Perry. Just one block off of Madison downtown.